Welcome to another episode of Your Career Cure. This is Gail Tolstoy Miller, and in this episode, we are going to discuss one leadership mistake that you can't afford to make. And actually, I was inspired to do this by Rachel Hollis's recent mistake. Now, I don't know if you know who she is. I guess she's in this self-help group. Some people maybe call her a self-help guru. I don't think she's a guru, to be honest. I am not that fond of her. A lot of people like her. More power to you. That's your cup of tea. Personally, I could smell her inauthentic BS a mile away. Maybe I'm good at it because I've interviewed for a living. So I'm pretty good at sniffing out that BS, but she recently made a mistake. So I'm going to give you the backstory and then focus on the mistake that she made that not too many people are focusing on, but I think it's a really important leadership lesson that if you're a leader, if you are CEO of an organization, it's imperative that you do not make this mistake, because if you do, it is really going to impact your corporate culture, your bottom line, your retention. I'm not going to tell you yet, so just be patient. I'm going to give you the backstory of what happened here. I'm going to try to give you the Reader's Digest version and really get to my point. So basically, Rachel Hollis replied to someone's comment. And basically, and I'm saying it word for word, they said to her, "You're privileged as F." And she responded, which I don't even understand why she responded in the first place, like the arrogance and the ego. Just, you know, like people are going to bash you on social media. You know, you put yourself out there, there's trolls. And, you know, this woman made a comment and she's probably right. Like she is privileged. I mean, her ex-husband was a former Disney executive. So come on, people. So she decides to put her foot in her mouth and make things worse. And she responds and she says, "You're right. I am super freaking privileged, but I also work my ass off to have the money to have someone come twice a week and clean my toilets." And I told her, okay. And then she's like, "Well, you're unrelatable." And then Hollis replied, "What is it about me that made you think I want to be relatable?" "No, sis, literally. Everything I do in my life is to live a life that most people can't relate to. Most people won't work this hard. Most people won't get up at 4 a.m. Most people won't fail publicly again and again just to reach the top of the mountain. Literally, every woman I admire in history was unrelatable. If my life is relatable to most people, I'm doing it wrong." And then she like puts a caption to the video and like she mentions Harriet Tubman. Okay. Seriously? Oprah Winfrey, RBG, Amelia Earhart, like all these amazing women, and you're bringing them into the picture here. And what I find ironic to all this is that Oprah Winfrey made billions of dollars from being relatable. That's why everyone liked her, was because she was relatable. So this was very out of touch. It was tone deaf. And I also think that, you know, when I read it, it might not sound that bad, but you really have to go online and look at the video, the tone. You know, sometimes, you know, the saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And she mentioned the toilets twice. It was like demeaning and just very condescending, very grandiose, very ego-driven. So I really think you have to see the video because I won't do it justice. Okay. So she's comparing herself to all these women. And, obviously there was an uproar, and people called her out on it. And then she decides to respond and she goes on and on. And I am going to focus on the one part that really I think proves my point, to what I want to get to as far as what not to do as a leader. And, I will say this, when you make a mistake publicly or even not publicly, how you react to that mistake is sometimes more important than the mistake itself. And the way she reacted actually made things worse for her, which makes me believe that she has no emotional intelligence whatsoever. This woman really, it boggles my mind that she makes millions of dollars in self-help. And she's, it's just, I can't even believe it. I just think that we really have to be careful who we follow. And I think that if you're good at communication and you've got a whole gimmick around you and you could write these books and, but you still could be full of BS. So I think she's one of them. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying she hasn't helped people. You may like her. That's your opinion, but I think she brings no value. That's just me, not my cup of tea. But that's not what this is about. So let's skip back. So this is what she responded. This is part of the response. So that was where things started. But because I still haven't learned, I didn't respond to these things on Friday when I heard that people were upset. I listened to my team instead of my gut. I listened when they told me not to respond, to let it blow over. I listened when they said they would monitor the situation, which meant monitor comments. I woke up this morning to find that certain comments had been muted on my post. And what who they muted were people that were Black activists. So, like, seriously, like, wow, right? So, of course, there was an uproar with her apology, and she had to take that down. So, what is the lesson here? What is screaming at me is not taking accountability. She is blaming her team, which to me is so disgusting and despicable and disgraceful. The 3 Ds. And I will tell you why. Because basically, when you're a leader, and I'm a firm believer in this, you may not believe what I'm about to say, but I believe it with my heart. And I believe that a true good leader does not do what she just did. Okay. And that is blaming your employees for your mistakes. And you may say, well, they did this. This is not her mistake. It's not her mistake. Number one, this whole thing started because she opened her mouth. This is her mistake. Number two, she's trying to blame her employees for her lack of responding. She should have never even brought her employees into this because this is not their problem. It's her problem. She's the face of the organization. She's the CEO. These words came out of her mouth. But the lesson here is that every single mistake, even in fact, they did make this mistake, okay? It's her mistake. So it's her lack of accountability and taking ownership for this. The fact that this even happened, even if it did happen, I'm not even sure if this actually happened, right? Like, I don't even know if she's telling the truth, but let's just say she did, and this is true. That means there is something in her organization that is failing that she is not doing. She is not setting up her employees for success because every mistake, as I said before, is the leader's mistake. I'm going to give you an example from my organization. A couple of years ago, someone in my organization was in charge of sending out newsletters every week. And 1 week, the newsletter went out and there were typos and mistakes in it. And we heard from one of the readers, and they're like, oh, this is so unprofessional. How can you send this out like this? And so when I heard from my employee that this happened, I did not get upset with her. And I actually took full responsibility for this mistake. And you're going to say, what? Why would you take responsibility? You're not the one who typed it. It's her responsibility to make sure that this went out correctly. And I say, no, it's my mistake. You know why? Because I did not set her up for success. As we know, when you type things, even with spell check, it is so easy, even when you read it over and over and over again, it's easy to miss mistakes. It's some kind of phenomenon. And then when you give it to someone else to proofread, they catch it in like 2 seconds, right? This happens all the time. I'm sure you've been through it. I know it happens to me, right? You don't catch the mistake. Someone else looks at it and they're like, oh, look, there's a mistake. You're like, oh my gosh, I looked it over 10 times. I didn't see it. I didn't catch it. So it's my mistake because I didn't have a process in place to ensure that this wouldn't happen. I didn't have a process in place to have someone else look it over to make sure it was correct. So when there's mistakes in your organization, you as a leader, you are responsible to make sure that your employees are set up with the right tools, the right leadership, the right communication, the right process, the right procedures, the right training. The list goes on and on. So yes, it's your responsibility to dig deep and figure out why this is happening. And I think it's horrible to publicly shame employees like what she did. I just think it's horrible. It was unnecessary to drag them into this. And she just did not handle this professionally. And I truly believe that she lacks the emotional intelligence to be a great leader. Just because you may be good at sales or bring in millions of dollars doesn't mean you're a good leader. So I think she has a lot to learn. And as a leader, you have to take accountability for the great, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else in between. And she did delete this particular apology, and she posted another apology, which seemed halfway decent, but I definitely think it was not authentic because she really went off the rails. You got to check it out. This was like mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. So she just did the last apology to save face. But I think it's a good lesson. As a leader, every single mistake in your organization is your mistake. Own it. And if you don't have the ability to do that, then that is really going to create a toxic, fearful environment. It's going to create high turnover. It's going to impact your bottom line. It's going to impact your clients. All around, it's just not a good scenario. So leaders, please, 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 your mistakes in your organization, take accountability for it. Don't do the blame game. And just make sure, again, that your employees are set up for success. That is it for today. And don't forget, happy career, happy life.